Chapter 2.
Well, howdy doody,
Pete said, waggling his eyebrows as Patsy settled onto the weather-beaten gray bench beside him on the dock.
I've never seen you without all your gear.
What gear? She stretched out her legs and drank down a breath of cool air off the lake. Pete, if you start talking about how I change my hair color all the time, or the fact that I enjoy wearing makeup, or how many pairs of high heels I own, I'm going home and take a nap.
All right, I won't say a word.
He leaned over and gave her a little peck on the cheek. But I sure do like the looks of those bare toes. It was the first time Pete had come close to even touching Patsy, let alone kissing her, and she just about fell off the bench into the lake. Instead, she grabbed the iron post that supported the dock's roof. Taking a deep breath, she tried to calm herself. Under normal circumstances, Sunday afternoon called for a nap. But lately, the order of Patsy's Sundays had altered, and she liked the change. Nowadays, she met Pete Roberts in the sanctuary. They sat together on her favorite pew near the front of the chapel, where the music and the preaching could keep her awake. After that, she and the owner of Rods and Ends dined at Aunt Mamie's Good Food in Camdenton. You couldn't find a better place for fried chicken, roast beef, hot homemade dinner rolls, and mashed potatoes with creamy brown gravy. Today, Pete had persuaded Patsy to accompany him to Deepwater Cove's community dock for a little post-lunch fishing. It was the worst time of day for the crappie to bite, but Patsy figured the dock might be a good place to accidentally on purpose run into the Finleys. The twins loved to swim, and Patsy often spotted the family at the lakeshore in the afternoon. Unwilling to admit that Pete's kiss had startled her, Patsy dipped her toes into the water. "Any sign of the Finleys?" she asked, looking around. "I'd like to ask him how things are going with Luke." Aware of Pete's shoulder next to hers, Patsy kept her focus trained on the lake. For umpteen years, she had shampooed, trimmed, dyed, curled, and styled people's hair. She knew the feel of long hair, short hair, fine hair, coarse hair, limp hair, and over-permed, over-bleached, over-blow-dried hair. But Patsy couldn't remember the last time she'd felt the brush of a man's mustache and beard against her cheek. Not that she particularly liked it, she told herself as Pete went back to his minnow. Facial hair held no appeal to Patsy. It hid a man's best features, his mouth and jawline, not to mention the crumbs and other junk that could get caught in it. But that kiss, it had caught her off guard and sent a shiver down her spine. Patsy absently stuck her hand in Pete's minnow bucket and came up with one of the small, wriggling silver bait fish. Did her reaction to a kiss on the cheek mean Patsy's well-barricaded heart was softening to the man? She poked her hook through the minnow and cast the fishing line out across the open water that surrounded the dock. The afternoon sun glinted off the blue-gray surface, casting spangles of light on the dock's corrugated tin roof. On this weekend, one of the busiest of the year, Lake of the Ozarks bustled with traffic. Runabouts pulled inner tubes, skiers, and wakeboarders. Pontoon boats drifted along, loaded down with families who were barbecuing or fishing. Jet skis zoomed by, ripping up the water and making conversation difficult. Despite the hectic activity on the lake, its surroundings remained peaceful. Thick forests of maple, oak, dogwood, redbud, and hickory trees, draped with ivy and carpeted with layers of fallen leaves and mushrooms, reached down to the water's edge. Red and yellow limestone bluffs formed caves for bats and sanctuaries for all kinds of wildlife. Overhead, in a blue sky dotted with puffs of white clouds, ravens circled, gulls searched for fish, and flocks of geese winged toward secret nests. Patsy would have enjoyed the scenery if not for that kiss Pete had given her. Boy, oh boy, she could not afford to let her comfortable, well-ordered life get thrown off kilter by a man, especially not Pete Roberts. Everything he told her about his past made her uncomfortable. 2 divorces, enough DWIs to send him to jail, a stint in a rehabilitation center, and a job that barely let him make ends meet. He'd been known to chew tobacco and spit wherever it was convenient, including the flower box outside Patsy's salon. He was pudgy, hairy, and annoying. Other than that, she didn't mind him too much.
"Nice day for fishing," Pete drawled as he turned the crank on his reel.
"What did you think of the sermon?"